You're listening to Neal Stephens, playing your kind of music from the small records of the big holes.
Three right there. Yep. Boy, that's our second package of three right there in a row. Started off Black Pearl, Sonny Charles and the Checkmates. That was 1969. I remember when that came out. The Rolling Stones, 1966, Painted Black. And then Horst Jankowski, 1965, A Walk in the Black Forest. Do you imagine being born and your mom and dad say, "Hey, it's Horst." Well, all right, Horst, I guess, except for this guy, I've never heard of that being a name, okay? Well, that was his name, A Walk in the Black Forest, Horst Jankowski, and that was 1965, so I guess we've been wondering about that for a long time. All right, we've got Color Purple coming up with Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze. Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix from 1967. Yep. Jimi Hendrix was playing his guitar. Wow, could he play that guitar. All right, we go to Nino Temple and April Stevens, 1963, and it's called Deep Purple. Temple at April Stevens, 1963, Deep Purple. Yes, and we go from purple to yellow. Mellow Yellow. Mellow Yellow, Donovan, 1966.
I'm just mad about saffron. Saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. About 14, 14's mad about me. I'm just mad about 14. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow. They call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly, they call me Mellow Yellow. A wind of velocity nil. On a high forever to fly. If you want your cup, power fill. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow.
Yeah.
sudden craze. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed on to the sun till we found the sea of green.
Donovan right there, Mellow Yellow, and how about that one? That was a big hit. That was a good one. And 1966 also found the Beatles. We found them all the time. Yellow Submarine, a song by the English rock band The Beatles, yes, written by Paul McCartney and John Lennon, lead vocals by Ringo Starr. This all comes from Wikipedia.org. It was included in their 1966 album Revolver, and issued as a single coupled with Eleanor Rigby. The single went to number one on every major British chart for 4 weeks and charted for 13 weeks. In the U.S., the song peaked at number two on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, behind The Supremes' You Can't Hurry Love. Yeah, The Supremes kept Yellow Submarine from being number one. How about that? Okay. Well, Supremes were an outstanding group. We love the Supremes. Okay. So that was all about Yellow Submarine right there. Here on Soundtrack of the 60s with Neil at the wheel, taking you down the freeway of oldies, and we're going to get you to the beach now. Here it is, Brian Hyland, Itsy Bitsy, Teeny Weeny, Yellow Polka Dot Bikini.
She was was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would say,
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the locker she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
She was afraid to come out in the open, and so a blanket around her she wore. She was afraid to come out in the open, and so she sat bundled up on the shore.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the blanket she wanted to stay.
2, 3, 4, stick around, we'll tell you more.
Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and I wonder what she's gonna do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the
Brian Hyland, 1960. Itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Okay, and that's what that was and is and always will be. Forever and ever. Okay. Hey, we want to thank Carl for running up the tank of songs with colors in the title. We've got everything going here. And we thank you, Carl. Carl, of course, created the 60sofficialsite.com where you can find all kinds of things about the oldies but goodies from the 60s. Yes, everything is there, including John Timmons' CQ Hams. If you want to learn all about being a ham operator, that's the guy you want to check out. John Timmons' CQ Hams on the 60sofficialsite.com. THE60S, as in Sam, officialsite.com. And then you're there. And that's where you are now anyway. You found it, but you got to tell everybody. So you got to kind of explain how it happens. All right, let's go to the Tremolos now. And this is Silence is Golden.